Please stand by. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today for IBM's teleconference, helping systems e developers deliver and deploy quality applications with IBM Rational Solutions. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, we'll discuss ways to better manage and govern the development and integration of enterprise applications, including Systems E, as well as methods of improving the quality of these applications. The speaker for today's teleconference is Robert L. Kennedy, IBM Software Group Product Manager for Rational Systems E and System I Strategies. And at this time, I'd like to hand it over to our speaker, Robert Kennedy.
Thank you. Today's presentation is going to focus on how IBM Rational can help Systems E organizations and Systems E developers deliver and deploy quality applications. Moving on to slide two, what we're going to cover today, I'm going to make some broad comments about what we see in the industry. We understand that many of you in Systems E shops are evolving your applications and considering how those applications are to be carried forward into the future in the context of a variety of both technical and business dynamics. I want to make some broad comments about some of the things that we are seeing in terms of realities in customer markets. Hopefully some of these comments will be consistent with what you're seeing in your shops. And then in the context of that, we're going to spend some time talking about some of the solutions that IBM Rational has to offer for lifecycle management and testing management for Systems E. Today's presentation will focus primarily on things related to ZOS on Systems E, though many of the comments that I'll be making really are platform agnostic and can cover your enterprise. I think that much of the messages today really are enterprise related in the sense of how IBM Rational Solutions can help you sort of bridge some of the gaps across your technologies and across your platforms. And then after that, we'll tie some things up and review the things that we've discussed today. Moving on to slide three. Some of the challenges that we're seeing in the market really have to do with customers' needs to modernize their applications. We've had the luxury of having mission-critical applications running in our Systems E shops for many, many years, for some of us decades, and they've served their purpose and continue to add tremendous business value. But that said, we understand that your industries are changing, your market dynamics are changing. There are a variety of things that are causing pressure on those applications that you're having to consider what's the right thing to do. And so, you know, we're hearing a lot of customers say that they're looking for ways to make sure that their IT organizations can provide a level of flexibility to allow their organizations to move forward, whether it be to regulatory demands or market demands or competitive demands or whatever. Some of the broad things that we're hearing from customers that are challenges to creating a level of flexibility for applications are some of the following. Not really understanding what you've got, not really having a good inventory of your IT assets. You've had applications around for a long time, you've turned over people, these applications continue to run, but yet you may or may not have good documentation. You may not have a good database of all of the assets that make up given business applications. And so it's hard to think about making changes to those applications or repurposing those applications or transforming those applications when you don't even know exactly what you've got. The second issue is complex, tightly coupled architectures. We've historically built applications in relatively monolithic ways. We've sort of changed them and patched them as time has went on, and we've ended up with architectures that are hard to modularize or hard to connect into or integrate into other applications. And so that becomes a challenge to think about modernizing or think about otherwise taking these applications and making them part of a larger enterprise. Skills lock-in. The technologies that you've used for a lot of years have required specialized skills. You've got COBOL programmers, you've got PO1 programmers, you might have Fortran programmers or using some of the other languages and technologies that were available over time. And these skills tend to be pretty specialized. It's hard to take a COBOL programmer and easily have him work on Java, for example. And so that lock-in is a challenge, and therefore it becomes difficult to think about integrating applications across technologies and across platforms. Islands of development, that's a big one, I think. We have historically, you know, set up an infrastructure on a platform-by-platform basis, maybe even on a technology-by-technology basis on each platform, maybe application-by-application. And that's created climate or environment that makes it hard to really be nimble in ways that you'd like to be nimble. Makes it a challenge to build enterprise applications when all the parts and pieces of an application, many of them might be managed in completely fundamentally, distinctly different, autonomous, independent ways. So these islands of development and islands of process make it hard to integrate and migrate and otherwise modernize. And finally, all those things make it hard to think about making new investments. You're tied to trying to keep your existing infrastructure running, trying to keep your existing mix of applications running, and because of some of the previous challenges, it makes it hard to think about new investments and new technologies. So the context of all this, IBM Rational, through what we call our software delivery platform, provides a set of solutions, a set of tools, a set of products, a set of services to help companies overcome these challenges with comprehensive support for enterprise modernization. Moving on to slide 4, some of the competitive pressures and enterprise pressures that we're hearing from CEOs and CIOs, commoditization of their business, which is causing you to look for ways just to reduce the cost of running business, increase competition as new competitors come to play, particularly in global markets. Global market opportunities, opportunities to sell your products into markets you might not have sold to before. Adjacent market opportunities, looking for ways to sell your products and services into the related markets. Global volatility and disruption can impact kind of how you do business in different parts of the world. Different business models are coming into play, and your company, your end users are asking you to adopt your IT organization to reflect these different business models. So these are things that are causing you to think about having to change somehow. And as I said, many of us have been saddled with an IT infrastructure that that's not that amenable towards change. And so what we want to talk about today is what we can do to help you think about, you know, creating that infrastructure of change that your end users are asking for. Moving on to slide 5. There's a variety of market destabilization issues. Technology issues are changing the game in terms of interacting with customers and suppliers all over the world. Globalization causes you to think about not necessarily doing it the same way in every market and every country. Regulatory issues have a big impact on how we do our business. Here in the States, things like Sarbanes-Oxley, et cetera, causes us to have to really rethink our business processes and then rethink our IT infrastructure to respond to those business processes. And then, again, as I mentioned before, different business models that our end users are asking us to adopt their IT systems for put a lot of pressure on our systems to be able to address those business models. Moving on to slide 6. We've heard customers say that they would like to consider their IT organization as a core business process. And as such, they want to create a level of flexibility to allow them to respond to some of the requirements and issues that we talked about on the previous slides. So we're hearing customers ask us to help them mature and modernize their IT posture to be able to give them the kind of flexibility they need to respond to what their end users are asking for. But that said, they really are looking at this in many ways very, very mature, stable set of applications and trying to figure out how to get them from that state to a more nimble, flexible state. So, and looking for tools and techniques and strategies and practices to do that. So, again, much of what we're going to talk about today is how we can help with that. Moving on to slide 7. Again, I mentioned this before. I think this is a big one. In this slide, I'm showing a couple of islands, so to speak, referring to an enterprise development on ZOS and distributed development on other platforms, Windows, Linux, Unix, whatever. And as I mentioned, We see a lot of organizations that have pretty independent set of development environments. And even within those islands, they might have walls between developers and testers and deployment people and build people, et cetera. And those walls might extend across technologies. You might do it one way for COBOL and another way for Java or another way for DB2 or another way for Kix or another way for IMS, whatever it might be. And these duplicate infrastructures can have a negative impact on the organization. They can limit your flexibility to deploy applications and build applications in the way that you want. These duplicate infrastructures can introduce errors when things aren't coordinated properly across those infrastructures, reduce productivity by the duplication. These duplicate infrastructures constrain IT flexibility, create skills islands. These multiple infrastructures increase costs. These multiple infrastructures create a lack of traceability that inhibits end-to-end governance. So again, this is something we're hearing a lot from our customers, and they're asking us to give them tools and techniques and strategies that they can bridge these islands and move to more common consolidated ways of doing business. So moving on to slide 8, you know, some of the advantages, you know, that we see in a consolidated process, lowering the cost by elimination of duplicate tools and processes, improving IT flexibility because employee skills can be leveraged across an organization, exploiting a single infrastructure enterprise and distributed environments regardless of technologies, realize improved end-to-end communication and traceability across the enterprise. We think these things are important, and these are things that we're hearing customers really trying to reach in some way, shape, or form. So, broad stroke, I want to give you just a quick introduction of a variety of tools that you might consider, and then we're going to drill down for the bulk of this presentation on some of the specific tools. Ways that we can help you on slide 9 to modernize processes. Rational Requisite Pro is a robust solution for managing all the requirements that come into your IT organization, whether it be to make changes or to respond to defects or whatever, and you can manage those requirements for any sort of deploying technologies you might want to use. The Rational Portfolio Manager helps you create a unified dashboard of all your projects and all your portfolios, allowing you to better manage all of your business assets. The Rational Method Composer, along with its associated plugin, Rational Unified Process for System Z, allows you to take advantage of some industry best practices for collaborative development and apply those to ZOS development. Moving on to slide 10, we can help you modernize your team infrastructure to provide coordination and traceability and consistency across platforms. We'll be talking a lot about this over the course of the presentation today, how you can use Rational ClearQuest as an overall process management solution from cradle to grave to manage business processes from initial requirements all the way through final deployment into production. You can use Rational ClearQuest in concert with Rational ClearCase, SCLM, and Rational BuildForge for traceable cross-platform builds. Various combinations of these products might make sense for you. Using them in context with your native user interfaces like ISPF, or in context with modern development environments like Rational Developer for Z-Series, Rational Business Developer, et cetera. Moving on to slide 11, thinking about modernizing your development investments. We have a set of tools that can help you create a consolidated enterprise infrastructure for testing. Rational Functional Tester, along with its extensions for 3270 and 5250 applications for those of you who might have System I, and along with Rational Performance Tester, gives you an infrastructure to be able to do automated, both functional and load testing of all of your user interface applications, regardless of the platforms they might be running on. We'll talk in some more detail about this a little later on. Okay, moving on to slide 12. This is kind of a busy slide, but it gives you a reflection of the kind of things we're going to talk about during the course of the rest of the presentation. So I won't go through the details of this slide very often, but I want to make some broad stroke references. We're going to talk about the tools that IBM Rational has to offer to allow you to modernize your applications or modernize your application development through better lifecycle management and better quality testing. So you'll see that, you know, some of our broad stroke goals that I show on the first white column to ensure that your business goals and requirements are driven downstream to help you lower costs, to by elimination of duplicate tools, to improve IT flexibility, to exploit a single infrastructure, to provide end-to-end communication and traceability, to enforce governance processes across platforms, to verify builds across platforms, and to manage quality across your entire software delivery cycle. So in the context of that, these are the solutions we're going to talk about today. I mentioned these briefly before, Requisite Pro, Rational Unified Process for Z, sometimes called RUP for Z, Rational ClearQuest, Rational ClearCase, SCLM Advanced Edition, Rational Build Forge, Rational Functional Tester, and Rational Performance Tester. So we talked briefly about those in the previous slides, and for the bulk of the presentation, we're going to drill down a little bit more and talk about the kinds of value you can get out of each of these solutions. Again, as you think about these solutions, think about each one of them as a solution that can be a point solution to help you add some value to how you do application development today. But also think about how they can work together for you. We've designed all of these applications to work in concert. There's various specific functional integration points. Many of them can be used out of shared Eclipse-based environments, so that they're very easy to consume for individual actors and practitioners. Think about these as either a broader suite of solutions that can help you go through significant modernization of your business processes, or think about them as individual point solutions that might make sense. Mix and match it in any way you want, but however you do it, rest assured that that each solution will deliver significant value on its own, and each solution can be intelligently integrated with other solutions that you think might make sense to help you modernize how you do business. So, moving on, slide 13. I want to spend a few moments talking about Rational Requisite Pro. With Rational Requisite Pro, it allows you to keep your teams on track for gathering requirements and reacting to requirements and responding to requirements. We understand that requirements gathering involves a variety of different actors in your organization, not all of which might be IT savvy, so to speak. So we give you a variety of user interfaces, including web interfaces, Windows interfaces, and Microsoft Word interfaces, so that whichever kind of tool that makes sense to put in the hands of the individual actor to help them understand or help them record the requirements they have of the IT organization, we make it really simple and really flexible. Slide 14. RecPro provides a variety of ways to take the requirements that are entered and organize them in a variety of ways, variety of types of requirements, variety of attributes of requirements, package requirements to get together, viewing requirements in different ways, allowing you to organize them in these various ways, giving you ways to do customizable views, export these views out to Word or Excel, again, to deal with your non-IT savvy actor, allow you to version these requirements and create baselines of requirements so that you can understand how your business and how your company and end users are evolving. We provide nice traceability of requirements. We allow you to have graphical trace matrices, textual trace matrices, graphical trace trees, allow you to view these requirements in a variety of different ways, organize them in ways that make sense for you to understand which requirements you have, which are most important, which need to be worked together, which have dependencies on each other, et cetera, et cetera. Moving on to slide 16, we do some nice work to create relationships and manage relationships between requirements. If there's one requirement that's got a prereq on another requirement and something changes to that impacted requirement, then we do the right things to notify everybody of changes to requirements and it changes to the impact of those requirements, again, allowing developers and all the actors in the process to communicate effectively, and developers can understand how requirements are changing, and requirements input folks can understand how those requirements are being reacted to. Okay, so that's just a real quick discussion of what Requisite Pro can offer. Now let's talk about the Rational Unified Process for System Z. Moving on to 18. At its heart, the IBM Rational Unified Process is about successful software development. There are three key elements that define RUP. One, an underlying set of philosophies and principles for software development. Two, a framework of reusable method, content, and process building blocks. And three, the underlying method and process definition languages. One of the core practices behind RUP is iterative and incremental development. So you can see here on this image on the right, we essentially, through RUP for Z, we allow you to go through RUP generically, and RUP for Z specifically, We essentially present and expose a set of proven best practices for doing iterative development of software. So we show you how the steps that you need to do for inception, through elaboration, through construction, and transition, and within each of those steps, how to conceive a new project, design components, integrate and test, package the product, et cetera, et cetera. Again, taking advantage of the best practice that we've seen through our many years of helping customers build software and apply those best practices towards software development on System Z. On slide 19, here's just some of the examples of some of the best practices that get exposed and sort of what the user interface is. Again, I think RUP is a great tool. RUP for Z is a great tool to, when it's time to sit down and think about re-engineering your development practices, and take advantage of what RUP Z can offer in terms of giving you guidance on how to design new development practices that meet your needs going forward as it relates to enterprise software development. Okay. Again, just a quick touch about RUP for Z. We've got a lot of things we want to cover today, so we're really just kind of giving you a high-level view for a few moments. Now, let's talk about Rational Clear Quest, moving on to slide 21. Rational Clear Quest is kind of the heart and the core of the lifecycle management capabilities of the software delivery platform. Rational Clear Quest is a traffic cop, is an overall process manager, that brings together a variety of disciplines, a variety of phases of the software lifecycle, and provides an integrated set of processes and process management and communications that help a variety of actors in the business process, whether they be requirements gatherers, developers, testers, deployment people, and regardless of what platform that they might be working on. So Rational Clear Quest really gives you a consolidated real-time view of an entire project, regardless of platform and regardless of state of that project, where it is in the software lifecycle. It provides traceable, auditable relationships between development, testing, building, and project artifacts with comprehensive quality metrics and dashboards and reports, helps you manage test planning and test results, provides a secure central repository of metadata about everything that's going on and who's done what and when they did it, gives you that audit trail, integration with version control, build management, and requirements management. Got some new solution we're not really talking about today, the Rational Asset Manager, which allows you to keep track of all of your business assets in your organization. And again, you can link ClearQuest into Rational Asset Manager, sometimes known as RAM, to help you understand how you might be changing those assets going forward and how those assets might impact your day-to-day processes of building software. Moving on to slide 22. Rational ClearQuest gives you some powerful metrics and real-time project status. Gives you a myriad of queries and reports and wizards that you can use to understand how the processes and steps are being managed in the organization, aging charts, trend charts, distributions charts. All this data is easily viewed and easily reported on. We've got a built-in Crystal Reports-based runtime engine. You can you can export data out to common formats that you could use in Excel, Word, HTML. Email notification rules, automatic notifications of events and state changes, a configurable GUI interface, a lot of out-of-the-box capabilities. We've done some nice work here on slide 23 in the last year or so to really tie together Rational ClearQuest capabilities with test management activities. We did some work to introduce some very explicit, very robust test management capabilities inside of ClearQuest that can be used to help drive tests in Rational Functional Tester, Rational Manual Tester, Rational Performance Tester, even IBM Workload Simulator. So it supports distributed and System Z and System I testing. It's got open connections so that you can connect the test management capabilities of ClearQuest into complementary testing tools if you so choose. All of this helps you lower the cost of doing testing and increase the traceability of doing testing, regardless of whether you're using IBM Rational tools or whether you're using partner solutions. So it's one more step. It's one more part of the process of building software that we're bringing under the common umbrella of ClearQuest to give you that overall end-to-end traceability of software processes. So you can know that when developers, when testers are testing an application, that they're testing it in the context of a particular requirement that might have got entered early in the process. So by having that link between, in this example, a requirement that has been issued versus a set of testing that has been done, you start to understand how your business processes for building software are working together and ensuring that what's being built and what's being tested and what's finally being deployed is a reflection of what was being requested by your end users. Other capabilities of ClearQuest allow you to provide repeatable, reliable, and enforceable processes, electronic signatures, choose which records and states require an electronic approval, integration with LDAP, integrated user authentication, a comprehensive inviolate audit trail and logging of field-level changes, secure repository supporting popular database vendors like DB2, for example. Moving on to slide 25, lots of user interfaces, Windows interfaces, Unix, Linux, Eclipse, web-based, you decide what makes sense. We're certainly seeing a lot of our customers take advantage of our Eclipse-based user interface, but we provide a lot of ways for customers, for the actors in the process, to interact with ClearQuest wherever it makes sense. Moving on to slide 26. Continuing to discuss the lifecycle management solutions that you can get from the software delivery platform. Let's talk about IBM Rational ClearCase. Slide 27. ClearCase is a complete software configuration management solution. Industry-leading solution to provide sophisticated version control, workspace management, parallel development support, and build auditing to improve productivity regardless of platform. Integrates with leading IDEs, including Eclipse-based environments, .NET, ISPF, etc., allows you to work in your preferred environment. Provides transparent real-time access to files and directories virtually anywhere in your organization. Sophisticated branching and graphical merge tools enable concurrent access and efficient use of time. Lightweight, feature-rich clients allow you to work locally or remotely. Support for open-source environments provide added workspace flexibility. Slide 28. Again, integrations with leading IDEs. Probably anywhere where you want your developers to work, they can interact with ClearCase. Whether it be native Eclipse-based environments or IBM-supplied Eclipse implementations like Rational Application Developer, otherwise known as RAD, WebSphere Developer for System Z, now known as Rational Developer for System Z, WebSphere Studio Development Client for System I, Visual Studio, ZOS ISPF, and a variety of others. ClearCase supports development on Unix, Windows, Linux, including Linux for System Z, ZOS on System Z, i5OS on System I. Developers can work locally or remotely. Moving on to slide 29. One of the really interesting features of ClearCase is its ability to support what we call dynamic views versus snapshot views. Snapshot views is an implementation that allows developers to extract assets out of a ClearCase repository, bring it down to their local desktop or wherever, and continue to do development while they're disconnected from that repository. But yet, it's an intelligent disconnection, so to speak, so that when you reconnect to the repository, we can automatically detect and resynchronize all the modified files, even when you have been working remotely for a period of time. Dynamic views allow you to essentially interact with assets inside of a ClearCase repository as if they were local files. You can access the specific versions that you might want through creating these dynamic views. It provides great efficiency and great coordination to developers wherever they might be. Moving on to slide 30. We found in our close to 20 years of experience with ClearCase and ClearQuest that some customers have their own sense of how they want to handle their software lifecycle, and they want a configurable, tailorable tool that allows them to implement a software lifecycle that makes sense for them. So Base Rational ClearCase is the way to go with that. Provides really unlimited flexibility to create a configuration management solution that can be tailored to your specific development environment with unlimited and automated branching, customized business processes, customized state changes, customized views, customized streams, customized projects, and really a variety of other ways to organize. On the other hand, some customers really are looking for more of an out-of-the-box approach. They may not necessarily trust their own business processes, and so they might have. So they don't necessarily want to recreate what they're already doing. They want to take advantage of best practices of the industry. So the unified change management that comes with ClearCase and ClearQuest provides for that. It's an out-of-the-box approach. It's an activity-based change management process. Provides an automated workflow process that still has a level of configurability and really exposes a set of proven best practices. So you can really implement ClearCase in this kind of lays out the two extremes, so to speak, an out-of-the-box approach through UCM or a completely sort of blank page approach with base ClearCase. You choose the ways that make sense for you to implement ClearCase and ClearQuest to meet your particular software development process paradigms. Slide 31, some of the things that you get out of activity-based change management with ClearCase. It's a customizable solution, but you don't have to do any scripting. It manages components at a high level. It's optimized for team acceptance. It provides an increased abstraction level. UCM is layered on top of the base product. Developers never forget about any files that they might have touched or working on. Project managers can easily organize projects, track project status, and it's really easy to adopt. Integrators, it's very straightforward to assemble systems consistently, manage the binaries, manage the build audit trail at any step of the phase, all out of the box with UCM. Moving on to slide 32, another of the great strengths of ClearCase is its ability to manage parallel development and really any kind of parallelism that you might want to introduce. For example, working on multiple releases. On this slide, I'm showing a customer special release, release one bug fix, release 1.5. ClearCase can very easily and seamlessly allow you to create these different releases, giving you graphical tools to understand how all the parts and pieces fit together, all the different versions that make up these individual releases. They're all managed together as part of a broad version tree. Very easy ways to be able to identify which parts of different releases are the same as each other or different from each other and merge those as you see fit or keep those different as you see fit, all based upon a common baseline. Really, no limits in terms of your ability to introduce parallelism into software development. Moving on to slide 33, this shows you kind of a visualization of the version tree browser so you can see in this example, the variety of different releases that have been created and where they came from. The bug fix release is based on release 2. The integration and Pat release 3 and Chris release 3 in this example are based upon our offshoots off of a release 2, I guess. So, again, you can very easily see where everything comes from and where all the parts and pieces come from and think about what it's going to take to merge these things together. So you can see in this example, I might want to create a release 3 that's based upon Pat release 3, Chris release 3, release 3 integration, and know full well that it's got the bug fix already integrated into it because that got merged back into mod 2. So these are the kind of things that make parallelism possible by being able to see this and manage this. So far, the comments that I've made about ClearCase have been relatively platform agnostic, and intentionally so. All these facilities for parallelism, all these facilities for release management, all these capabilities to define an out-of-the-box process of unified change management or take a more base process that you customize yourself, apply for whether you're going to use ClearCase for managing Visual Studio development, Java development, C development, RPG development on System I, or COBOL development, or PON development, or DB2 development, or Kix development on System Z. And we provide that through something that we call ClearCase ClearQuest for the Enterprise. It extends ClearCase to manage both distributed and ZOS assets. We're on slide 34. Provides a single point of control, a single artifact repository, a single set of user interfaces, a consistent process paradigm across platforms. That's really important, I think. That's what we're hearing a lot from our customers, is they're trying to get away from these disconnected sets of business processes, these disconnected set of audit trails, these disconnected sets of reporting, and really come to a more unified approach to introduce efficiencies into the business processes overall. The extensions to ClearCase and ClearQuest really extends the power of the software delivery platform and ClearCase, ClearQuest, UCM to ZOS development. So on the right-hand side, you'll see how this gets exposed. We essentially take the core facilities of ClearCase and ClearQuest, and we extend them to ZOS through an ISPF client and a ZOS build facility. Your common repository of code will exist on Unix or Windows or Linux for Z-Series, and then connecting into ZOS allows developers to interact with ClearCase from an ISPF environment if they so choose, or they may interact with ClearCase through native desktop environments like RD4Z. And as they interact with ClearCase and ClearQuest and create new releases and create versions and create activities, then eventually those artifacts have to be built on ZOS, and so the ZOS build server comes into play to provide for that. Okay, so that was ClearCase. It's a very powerful capability to provide a consolidated approach towards software development regardless of platform, including ZOS. That said, and we think that's very compelling, and a lot of customers are really looking to do that, and we're helping a lot of customers get implemented with that. That said, there are other customers that really are not as interested in creating as consolidated approach towards software development and are more interested in modernizing software development platform by platform, so to speak. And so for those customers, SCLM Advanced Edition is a great solution to help you modernize how you do business for ZOS software development. Move on to slide 36. The SCLM Advanced Edition provides library and configuration management, package approval processing, granular security, three-way merge, an easy-to-use GUI interface for administration, and an Eclipse-based front end to SCLM itself. If you look at this slide on the right, the box in the center, ISPF SCLM, is something you already have. It's built into the ISPF environment. Your implementers may not have exposed it to you at all. You may not have even touched it or even seen it on ISPF, but it's there. It's a very powerful version control and library management solution that you can take advantage of today if you want. We found through some years of usage that adoption by customers that there are some things that the base product, so to speak, doesn't necessarily provide that customers are looking for. So the SCLM Advanced Edition is a superset, so to speak, of the base product that adds a set of capabilities. And these are the things that are mentioned here: the security facilities, the merge facilities, the approval facilities, the developer toolkit, the admin workbench. These are all things that are exposed and become available as part of the Advanced Edition solution. So on slide 37, the administrator toolkit is a simplified front-end facility working through either an Eclipse-based environment or an ISPF environment for the setup and ongoing administration of SCLM. One of the things that our customers told us is that while the base product has a very, very powerful customization facilities, some of the tools and techniques were a little bit cryptic, and they wanted something a little more graphical and a little bit more sort of guided, panel-driven. So the administrator's toolkit greatly simplifies the act of setting up and administering and otherwise maintaining SCLM. Enhanced access control for SCLM. The base product provided a limited set of security. Our customers said they wanted more. So with EAC, you can tightly control the access to SCLM assets and SCLM artifacts, providing a level of security that many customers have asked for. The SCLM Developer Toolkit provides a desktop front end to SCLM from an Eclipse-based environment. So for customers that are moving their COBOL developers off of ISPF, the Developer Toolkit is a great solution for that. For customers who might want to use SCLM for managing, say, J2EE development on WASD4Z, the Developer Toolkit is a great solution for that. In addition to providing an Eclipse-based environment, behind the scenes it also provides long name file conversion. Because as some of you probably know, in partition data sets on ZOS, member names have to be 8 characters or less. But J2EE applications are usually more than that, so the toolkit provides an integrated, seamless translation of member names behind the covers. Breeze for SCLM provides a web-based approval facility. The base SCLM product does not provide any approvals on its own, so Breeze allows you to set up packages and set up approval facilities for those packages. The merge tool is a complementary solution to provide for parallel development and allow you to do merging of component versions when you have situations where you need to do that. slide 38 provides a little bit more visualization of the developer toolkit. We think this is a very powerful solution. As I indicated, it allows transfer an IDE interface to SCLM, long file support, remote portal to the SCLM Explorer, facilitates development of composite applications, targeted deployment to Watch for Z, allows Java and JTEE developers to leverage the security and functionality of SCLM. The developer toolkit is part of the advanced edition of SCLM. It's also available as a standalone solution if you see fit. You also get a copy of the developer toolkit as part of Rational Developer for System Z, formerly known as WebSphere Developer for System Z. Slide 39. Continuing in talking about lifecycle management, let's talk about Rational Build Forge, which is a comprehensive enterprise solution for managing build and release management across platforms. Slide 40. Rational Build Forge full build and release management. The process execution framework that automates and accelerates build and release processes for agile development and streamlined software delivery. Quick builds using pre-configured build processes and environments automates tasks for increased efficiency, provides a complete bill of materials, listing changes in the contents of each build for more accurate testing and problem resolution, regardless of platform, provides enterprise reporting that improves visibility into build and release processes and helps you meet your organization's compliance mandates. It integrates with leading IDEs, providing controlled self-service access to production build processes for your buildmeisters and other folks that have that authority. Integrates with existing development technologies, language, scripts, and tools, regardless of platform, using your existing investments into doing builds and the processes associated with such. Slide 41. This gives you a broad sense of everything that you need to think about as you think about bringing BuildForge into your organization. You use a variety of IDEs like RAD and Eclipse and .NET. You use a variety of languages like Java and C and COBOL. You use a variety of source control systems, change management tools, existing build tools like ClearMake and Ant and Cruise Control, et cetera. You use a variety of test tools. You use a variety of packages for building applications. You might use a variety of release management solutions like from Tivoli, WebSphere, et cetera. You might do scripting in a variety of ways, Pylon, VScript, Batch, Perl, Rex, etc. And all those things are probably managed in relatively autonomous ways and without necessarily a cross-platform coordination of the activities associated with that. These tools come into play when you think about your development processes, your source control processes, your build processes, your QA processes, your packaging processes, and your release processes. BuildForge provides a level of process automation across all these tools and across all these phases of the software lifecycle. So through its management console, it provides a level of control, acceleration, management of environments, notification, scheduling, log analysis, tracking of changes, tracking of builds, tracking of deployments, and sophisticated tools to analyze what's been done and look for ways to introduce efficiencies. All under the standard automation framework that you get with BuildForge. Doing this on Unix, Linux, Macintosh, System Z, System I, or other operating systems. We're really pretty platform agnostic. Rational Build Forge, slide 42, provides increased visibility and decision support, allows you to do fast analysis and insights to all your processes associated with builds, provides intuitive out-of-the-box reporting, provides advanced reporting through the new Rational Build Forge Quick Report, ad hoc, custom, or out-of-the-box reporting, zero-footprint web-based, public and private reports, save and export to different formats. BuildForge provides a comprehensive bill of materials, shows you all the files that were changed, any unit tests that were formed, any environments that were used to create builds, a thorough account of all build processes across applications and across platforms. Slides 44. Works with a variety of IDEs, Eclipse-based environments, Visual Studio, etc. Works on a variety of platforms, Unix, Windows, Linux, Mac OS, and recently, agents that we've introduced on ZOS and i5OS to allow for enterprise-wide build management. Slide 45 kind of gives you a little visual sense of how you might do things across an organization. We're showing here different servers that you might have. In this example, Los Angeles, Dallas, Bangalore, and how you might want to be managing and coordinating the builds across these servers, across these environments that might have different mix and matches of target servers. And so through the management console, you can get a consolidated real-time project view, safe and secure access of all the builds across these environments, across these servers, also providing Unicode support for international projects. Finally, on slide 46, you might remember this slide from before, where I showed you how ClearCase and ClearQuest can work together across the enterprise, including ZOS. I've sort of overlaid this with how BuildForge can be brought into the equation so that ClearCase and ClearQuest and BuildForge can work together to manage builds and manage releases across your enterprise, including ZOS. Okay, slide 47. This pretty much finishes up the overview of our lifecycle management solutions. Now let's drill down and talk a little bit about the testing solutions that IBM Rational has to offer to help you improve and automate and provide better traceability of your testing processes regardless of platform. Let's first talk about Rational Functional Tester and its extension for terminal-based applications. Slide 48. Rational Functional Tester provides test automation for the novice and the professional. Provides automated regression testing for web, HEEE, .NET, and terminal applications. Its key benefits is to minimize test management with scripts that are resilient across application changes, a wizards-based approach towards automating tests for new users and experienced users, a powerful scripting language for the professional tester, supports team-oriented parallel development by allowing you to version your tests and version the results of those tests. Slide 49. With Rational Functional Tester, you can extend it to manage your terminal-based applications. I touched briefly on this. You go through with Rational Functional Tester a recording process to record an application, and essentially a script gets generated behind the scenes, a Java-based script. You can tailor that script to meet your specific requirements, and then use that to play back against an application to see how it's changed going forward and make sure that it continues to function properly. With the terminal extension, you can do that very same thing for terminal-based applications, whether it be an ISPF application, a Kix application, an IMSTM application, or anything on System I as far as that goes. So on the left-hand side, we show kind of a sample of the kind of script that gets generated for doing a test of an application, whether it be a graphical application or a terminal application. You can create and manage these tests and work with these tests all within RFT, but regardless of the kind of user interface of the application that you might be testing, all under one tool, testing your Java, your .NET, your web-based, your client server, and your terminal applications all from one place. Again, as you think about a more consolidated approach towards software development across your enterprise, having a common testing tool can greatly aid towards, you know, introducing those common processes. Slide 50. Let's take a quick view at Rational Performance Tester. Slide 51. Rational Functional Tester, in the previous slides, really had to do with how a user interface functions, how a human would interact with particular fields on a screen and interrogating and validating the result of interaction of the mouse clicks, of the pull-downs, of the data that gets entered, and that kind of thing. Rational Performance Tester has got a different role in life. It's designed to allow you to stress test an application, test the load of an application, figure out how an application performs under stress. So Rational Performance Tester allows you to perform problem identification and diagnostic of stressing a web application, an SAP application, Siebel, Oracle, Citrix-based applications. It's built for day one productivity with a lot of out-of-the-box capabilities, but adds on to that advanced data analysis and manipulation, automated data variation and synchronization, root cause analysis to help you understand when you put a stress on an application where the bottlenecks are. Let's take a little bit of a look at that. So you would run Rational Performance Tester against an application, and it would be tracking everything that's happening behind the scenes. And so here's a result of that. So it shows a page performance report for a web application. It shows you all the different pages that were interacted with, how many times they interacted with. And so you can see in this example that this one particular page that's displayed in ground called checkout, I think, gets a lot more interaction. And so that may be a bottleneck, and that may be causing some performance issues. And so from this report, you can actually do a right-click on it, to go through a more root cause analysis to figure out what's going on, to figure out what kind of interaction is happening, to figure out whether it's a design problem, a user interface problem, or whatever it might be. And so you go down in this report, you have a response time breakdown, and it shows everything that's going on under the covers. Break down data drill to highlight the slowest components of a given page, break down tiers and components, allows you to identify the time spent in each of the interaction and each of the function points, again, to help you look for bottlenecks and look for reasons why a particular business application might be performing poorly. Rational Performance Tester for ZOS allows you to use a ZOS engine to provide for very highly scalable, the high-performing test. So you can run the testing agents on ZOS to drive web applications and drive graphical user interfaces. So the ZOS variant of RPT allows you to exploit the power that you have in your LPARs and maybe take advantage of some unused capacity that you might have in your on your server farm at nighttime, et cetera, to be able to drive very highly scalable, very high-performing tests to give you even more capabilities for identifying bottlenecks in your business applications. So, in summary, we've talked about a lot of things today, covered a lot of topics. We talked about a set of lifecycle management solutions, ClearQuest, ClearCase, BuildForge, SCLM Advanced Edition. We talked about some adjunct products like RecPro, Portfolio Manager, RUP4Z. We talked about a set of testing solutions, Rational Functional Tester, Rational Performance Tester. All of these are part of the Rational Software Delivery Platform for System Z, designed to help you deliver software better and faster and smarter. Our customers tell us that it helps their developers be more productive, it helps them deliver improved quality applications, allows them to develop and test and deploy and deliver applications faster, all at a reduced cost. Reduced cost of software delivery, increased quality of products, increased overall time to market, all along the way with improved and enhanced management and decision support. So I hope today's presentation was useful. On slide 58, you'll see a variety of links where you can get more information about Rational as a whole, about the software delivery platform, about individual sets of solutions like process and portfolio management, change and release management, quality management. You'll see trial downloads. You'll see information that's relevant to Rational Business Partners. So from this page, I think you can be led towards additional information as you see fit. So thank you for listening today, and best success on your subsequent modernization efforts. So at this time, I'd like to turn the presentation back over to the operator.
Thank you, Robert. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. And please listen to all options before making your selection. And our first question is, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's conference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. And if it was low, press star 3. And we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. And our second question is, what was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. And again, we'll pause for just a moment. our third question, do you currently have an enterprise-wide testing process that is both documented and enforced? If yes, press star 1. If no, but have one for the mainframe, press star 2. If none at all, press star 3. If don't know, press star 4. And we'll be right back. Our fourth question, does your current software configuration management tooling support cross-platform application development? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. If don't know, press star 3. Our fifth question, is your company currently modernizing your lifecycle management and deployment process? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. If don't know, press star 3. And we'll be right back with our sixth and final question. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1, and if no, press star 2. And we'll be back in just one moment. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. And we'd now like to take your questions. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone at this time. And once again, that is star 1 for a question, and we'll pause for just a moment. And no one is queued up at this time, but I'd like to give everyone a final opportunity. If you do have a question, please press star 1 at this time. And we'll pause again for just one moment. It appears we have no questions today, so I'll turn the call back to Robert Kennedy for any additional or closing remarks.
No additional remarks. I appreciate everyone taking the time to be involved and to join the presentation, and feel free to follow the links at the end of the presentation to get more information.
And thank you very much. That does conclude our conference for today.